I'm looking at the right and
Okay.
To start the routine.
Dina Ruve Hatseris. So this is the continuing the halachas of making an eruv. So meaning an eruv is when you put in. We said yesterday, right, that you put the everybody combines with the bread and you have somebody be koinet, etc. Right. So now it continues with the pratim of that. So tzarach shelo yakpid. You can't be makbid on your friend. If you hold the Erev in your house and your friend comes to take some of the Erev, you can't be makbid on him. And if he is makbid on an Erev, then it's not considered an Erev. You have to make sure you don't use the Erev. You can't use the meaning a guy comes to knock on the door and says, I need some matzah, it's my matzah, you can't tell him no. Otherwise, that knocks out the whole Erev. Ha'erev tzarech lias yud. Ha'erev tzarech lias munach b'mokam shekolech min ha'balabatim shenasa b'shvilam yachal lovei shomim ben ha'shmashas. It has to be in a place where any yid that's part of it can come at how do you say it again? Meaning, he has to be able to access it at least by nashmoshes, right?
Partake.
Meaning, who?
Partake.
What? Partake. Whatever. I don't know. Partake or take whatever. If there is there, meaning in the house, a dead body, or in the area, there's a dead body. And one of the balabatim is a koyin. Right, so Mamela, he can't come, he can't get to the Eruv. And he can't get to the Eruv. Right, then bottle Eruv, the Eruv is no good. Right, meaning not only is it no good for the coin, it's no good for everybody because you have a guy in the Eruv that it wasn't part of it. I am Prima God, the Mishpatsoi is fine. Yurav, yes, Shas is the Ruvi Chatzeres Bechol Eruv Shabbos. You're supposed to do it every Eruv Shabbos. Right. Meaning every week, because back then they didn't have refrigeration and preservatives, et cetera, et cetera. So every week you had to make a new Erev. Right? Over Shabbos, you have to love and then use it, like we've learned on Shabbos, with Erev Tavshilin. You're supposed to use it, Peshalashudas. So Shabbos also. And meaning every Shabbos, eat the Erev. Ki ene tzarech lias kayim rak b'achnos to Shabbos. You only need it to be around b'achnos to Shabbos. Achem yesh lochosh pen yishkach pamachas. But if you're afraid that somebody's going to forget 1 week, meaning you have to do this every week, it's another job to do. Yochal la'ar b'kikar echad l'chol ha-shabbos l'shad ha-pesach. You're able to make the Erev with one kikar, one loaf, for all the Shabbos until Pesach, v'shem ba'adein. And when he says ba'adein, meaning the nusach we learned yesterday, Yisayim b'chol ha-shabbos l'shad ha-pesach abo aleinu l'toivu. Say it's for all the Shabbos, not just for this Shabbos. Tzarech she'yaseh kikar dak v'ofi heitiv, and you have to make the kikar very thin and baked well, shelo yiskal, shouldn't get ruined. V'al ha-shabbos she'b'soich ha-pesach yaseh ir b'matzik sher, and then for Shabbos during Pesach, because it's chametz, right? You're going to keep it chametz, you know, chametz diga, whatever. Well, we don't. Let's say it's chametz diga matzahs, right? So you got to get rid of it before Pesach. So then on Pesach, you're going to make with matzah, with Pesach diga matzah, and then the next week you make it again with chametz. Unless you just use Pesach diga matzah, then you can keep it for years and years. I don't see why you can't even go from year to year as long as it's edible. You got to make sure it's not going to get ruined. If it's very thick dough, it's going to get ruined pretty fast. Well, Shabbos, oh, I just read that. I'm sorry. We have this in the country, upstate. We leave the matzahs there a whole year. We make a new Erev every year, but it's really, I mean, the matzahs look pretty good, at least from where we see them. So, but we make one anyways. So, Yud Beis, Eino Sin Ruvi Chatzeres, but Yom Tov, you don't make an Erev Chatzeres on Yom Tov, meaning it's not necessary. V'chol Yom Tov Erev Shabbos, and if Yom Tov falls on Erev Shabbos, Tzrichin Lasis Erev Yom Tov, then you do have to make it on Erev Yom Tov. Let's say you're eating in one place, you go away for Shabbos, and you're sleeping in another. Where you're eating is the ikar, and you will aser it if you eat. But here's the catch: if you have to eat there from your own food, in your own room, this is like a hotel, right? Meaning, but if it's just you're sleeping in one place, you don't have to be part of their area. Meaning, let's say it's a city that doesn't have an area, let's say Brooklyn. So you're sleeping in one house and there's nobody home. So you don't need to make an area there, but you're eating in another house and there's multiple families living there. So then if it's a different house and it's your own food, then you have to make an area with whoever else would be in that house. But if you're just eating with somebody else's house, then you just piggyback on them, which is the next sieve.
Is this where we get the halacha about lighting candles? Eat as opposed to like where you sleep?
Yeah, that's the same. It's the same sugya. See, it's the same. Well, that's a machlokes already, whether it goes with the eating or the sleeping. Seems like we go with the sleeping, with the eating, I'm sorry. At least if you're away. All right. But anyway, so fine. So you dalid hamasareach bechotzer. If somebody is a guest in a chotzer, yesham dafilu nesarach bebayis b'fnei atzmoi. Some say even if he's living in his own house, im loy nesarach derech keva. If he's not there permanently, he's only there temporarily. El l'shloishim yom elapachus, either 30 days or less. Ein oyser al b'nei chotzer. He does not ask on the b'nei chotzer. V'kulam mutarim l'taltel. And everybody can carry their bain mi bate balabatim, whether it's from the houses of the balabatim, bain mi besai reach, whether it's the house of the guest, vafilu hu ima orchim rabim, and even if there's a lot of guests, u balabayas echod, and one balabayas. Hadafka duika balabayas kavua, filu hu akam. That's only if there's a set owner, even if he's a guy. They're all bottled to him, they don't have to make an eruv, they're guests. But if they're all guests, and there's no owner there, which is mamash hotels. The owner's not there, and everybody comes there and has their own place to eat and to. And I think a place to eat means their own food. And if there's an akum, meaning as opposed to eating from one big dining room, even if they're eating in separate rooms, but I'm not sure. If there's a guy there, you have to rent his rishus, which we'll see soon. There's no difference between a guest or a balabais. The kol sheyesh lechedem miyuchad lechol shom. Anybody that has a chedem miyuchad to eat there, dinah kebalabais, his din is like a balabais. Chen yesh la'achmer lechatchila, and you have to be machmer lechatchila. Yesh lim la'orev b'loy bracha, and you should make an eruv without a bracha. V'di'evad yesh lichtzmech ha'svara rishayna, and v'di'evad you can be samech on the svara rishayna, right, which is that you don't need an eruv in that situation where it's all guests. Tesvav Yisrael hadarim ma'akam v'chotzer echad. Yisrael that lives with a guy in one yard. Ein akam Yisrael u'mutu l'taltam v'vayis l'chotzer v'chotzer v'vayis. So there's only one guy, then you can just walk in and out whatever you need. Afilu him shnei Yisraelim ha'yoser. Even if it's two yidden no more. Rak shem darim ba'ayfen shem loyho yitzrichon la'eruv. They live in a way that they don't need an eruv. Kimavar la'el, like we said before, if only one person eats outside, whatever it is, they don't need an eruv. And there's a guy there, then it's not a problem. Oz gam kein ein hakam oyser aleim. The guy doesn't answer them. Avol im him shnei Yisraelim ayoyser shay yitzrichon le'arei. But it's two yidden or more than need an eruv. Oz im darsham gam akum. If a guy lives there who oyser aleim, then he answers on them. Ve'enam yichalim le'arei, and they're not allowed to make an eruv. Achi yiskru mimenu as rishus. They have to rent the rishus from the guy. Im darsham sham shnei akum ayoyser, and if two goyim or more stay there, tzrichon liskor mikol echad ve'echad, then they need to rent from each and every guy. So how do we do that nowadays? That will be tomorrow's Kitzur Bez Hashem, because we have goyim living in our Eruv. You're not allowed to have a goy living in your Eruv. Tez Zayin, afilu ma'akum dor v'chotzer acher, ela she'en le'derach l'shus ram. Let's say the akum lives in a different chotzer. He's not in your chotzer, but he has to come through your chotzer in order to get out. Rak derach ha'chotzer she'yisraelim dorim boy. It's the derach of the chotzer that yidden live there, oy shehu dor ba'aliyah, or he lives upstairs by Madrigas, Hein L'Seicha Chotzer, and the steps are going into the Chotzer. Gam Kein Oyser Alim, he also asers them. Yud Zayin, Im HaChotzer Hu Shel Yisrael, If the chatzah belongs to Yisrael, el shehischer or hishol sham dira lahakam, but he rented or lent to a guy, ain oyser doesn't make it aser. Ki lo hischer or hishol lo al das sheyaser al bnei Yisrael, because he didn't rent it to him or lend it to him on the das that he can make it aser to Yisrael. So if the guy renting from a yid, then you don't have this issue. Rafilu and balachotzer ba'atzma in a darshim, and that's even if the balachotzer doesn't live there. The Mishavura disagrees with this. That's what brings it in the footnote. Okay, so how do you rent the property from the guy? Let me rent your property for this money. And you give him a small amount. You don't have to explain to him the lumpness of it, why you're buying it, renting it. You just tell him, I need to rent your property. But if he asked the guy, give me permission, meaning he's saying, just let me use your yard, even if you told him why, meaning that you don't really want a present, you just want the permission, loy mahani, it doesn't help. Right? But it will help if he actually makes some sort of kinyan. You can't just say, oh, yeah, I give you permission. That doesn't work. You can go rent from the guy's wife, and this one is more, you can even go to his worker. That's why if you're in a hotel for Shabbos and you need to make an Erev, you can go to the guys, to the manager of the place. All right, fine. We will stop over there. One more day of Erevin, and then back to hopefully stuff that's more Negeya. All right. Have a good night.